Okay, let's talk podcasts as we always do on a Wednesday. This is a pretty fruity idea when we first introduced the idea of someone coming on to recommend podcasts, but over the years they've become more mainstream, haven't they? And most of us have probably had a go at either a formal podcast or perhaps listening to an RNZ interview on demand on the app. Well, Elliot Childs joins us now. He works here at RNZ and he's doing double duties as a podcast critic today. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
Good. When did you discover podcasts?
Oh, probably about 8 years ago when I was doing night shifts in a tape library back home in London. I used to work from about 7 o'clock at night to whenever it was I finished, and I was on my own in a basement with no windows, no other people around me, hundreds and hundreds of videotapes, and all I had for company was podcasts.
So, wow, and what were you listening to in those days?
I got through, I think, every episode of This American Life in the space of about 2 months, which by that point was a lot, because that goes all the way back to 1996, I think.
This American Life is pretty much what it says on the tin. But the funny thing with that podcast is when you first glance at what the topic's going to be, you think, oh, that's not really me.
Yeah.
And then you listen and they get you because their storytelling is so, so good.
It's amazing. And it's so well produced and well put together. And there's a picture that was doing the rounds online a couple of months ago of one of Ira Glass, who's the host and the main producer of the show. He puts together these scripts, and they're called editing scripts, I think, where he makes notes on literally every second of a story.
Yeah.
So it'll be like, that car sound comes in too fast. We need to bring that in slower, make it quieter at this point, then louder at this point. And it's so detailed and so minutely produced that, it just comes out brilliantly.
He actually has a piece on storytelling. I think it might be on YouTube where he gives advice on how to tell a story, whether you're a public speaker or telling a story at a party or a broadcaster, or that's worth looking up if anyone out there thinks they could benefit from it. So these days, what are you listening to?
I am a committed fan of Mark Maron's podcast, WTF.
Do you have favourite episodes?
Favourite episodes of that? Not really. There's none that kind of jump out. I enjoyed the Neil Young one, as I'm a big Neil Young fan.
Yeah, me too. I never really enjoyed Neil Young interviews. He was talking a lot about his MP3 player.
He spoke about Pono a lot,
which I think has fallen over subsequently. But I tried to stick to his music, but I hear you.
I kind of
some of the early Louis, what's his name?
Oh, the Louis C.K. one. That was pretty good.
That's pre hashtag Me Too scandal.
Yes, yeah, and that was
hard to listen to in the same way.
Yeah, but it's always kind of been held up as this ideal of comedian talks to his funny friends podcasts, and where Louis and Mark kind of repair their relationship over the space of two episodes, which is quite an interesting one. But yeah, it doesn't really hold up these days, knowing what we do about Louis.
Okay, anyway. And today you're here to recommend How Did This Get Played?
Yeah, so this is named after a well-known bad movie podcast called How Did This Get Made, which has been going on for years. So this is the video game version, produced by some completely different people, but still. Are you much of a gamer, Jesse? Do you play video games?
No, I've got four kids.
Yeah, I was thinking,
if my wife came home and I was playing a video game, I don't know what.
Nah,
I couldn't even imagine the expression on her face.
No.
But pre-children, I used to play a bit of FIFA football. I used to enjoy that one.
Okay, cool. This one is all about the worst video games. Like the ones that nobody really plays unless they're doing it for ironic purposes.
Yeah.
So games like Superman 64, which was the much reviled Nintendo 64 Superman platform game that looked like it was barely started, let alone even finished when they published it. Like, the graphics were just terrible. The backgrounds for most of the levels, I think, were just a grey mist that slowly kind of cleared as he went through.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson's Moonwalker and Technocop, which was a violent side-scrolling driver slash video game for the Sega Genesis, I believe, or the Mega Drive, as it was called.
So it's mostly historical games.
Yeah, old games that people don't really know, don't really like. And the premise is they get someone in who plays the game and then they all sit around and have a chat. Occasionally the games are better. Like there's an episode with John Hodgman. You know John Hodgman, the comedian and author. And he was one half of the Apple and PC adverts.
Okay.
Also a recorded attempted penguin thief. There you go. He once broke into London Zoo to try and steal a penguin.
Yeah, okay, that's ringing a bell.
Yeah. So he was there talking about the Untitled Goose Game, which is this game that's been kind of doing the rounds on Twitter as a meme as well, where you play a goose. And apparently this game is a little tricky in that it's very hard to control the goose and do anything purposefully, but the point is that you tick off a list of objectives like stealing things or knocking stuff over or tricking people into doing dumb things, and you terrorize this small English town for the entire length of the game. And it's turned into somewhat of a Twitter meme, the phrase horrible goose.
Okay, so pretty obscure, but quite good for gamers and fans of the absurd, perhaps.
Exactly. So he talks about that one. And then there's a guy called Matt Gourley, who I'll talk about later, who discusses the Friday the 13th video games, which were, again, just bad, bad kind of platformy Super Nintendo video games, but he hosts a podcast all about Friday the 13th. So they brought him in especially to talk about that one. But the episode that really drew me into How Did This Get Played is actually probably one that they would rather forget. So the hosts, Heather Ann Campbell and Nick Weiger, decided they were going to do a Thanksgiving episode for Thanksgiving week, and they chose a game called Custer's Revenge, which... Well, it was a gross, racist, and misogynist video game made for the adult market, if you can believe such a thing exists, back in the 1980s. And they got a comedian called Joey Clift to come on. He's a Native American comedian and writer, and also a tribal member of the Native American Cowlitz tribe. And he came on, and it was fine for the first 20 minutes or so. Then he decided that he was going to discuss the fact that he was the only Native American they'd ever had on the show, and it felt like he was being brought on as a token.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and he made this very eloquent, very well-put-together point that it's a game that's very offensive to Indigenous people, and they brought on one Native American guy to talk about it because he's a Native American guy.
Yeah.
And to... be fair to the hosts.
So suddenly, what was a pretty amusing podcast, a bit of a diversion, got pretty real pretty fast.
Yeah, and it all gets very, very serious. And you can see, you can hear that the hosts are visibly upset by it.
Mm.
And they get into the discussion, and they're very receptive to what he's saying. It's a very frank discussion where they openly admit that they didn't think about it; it didn't even occur to them. And in the end, it's kind of resolved. They apologize profusely and are obviously very, very shaken by the idea that they've offended him. And he was given final edit of the show and asked to write the description for the website as well. So,
wow. How would people look that one up?
It's online. So it's on iTunes, but it's on Stitcher as well. And it's online at earwolf.com. If you just search, "How did this get played?" Then it'll come up. And that's,
What would be the name of the episode though?
It's just Joey Clift. Custer's Revenge with Joey Clift, I think.
Great. Conan O'Brien needs a friend.
Yes, he does. So this is the, podcast where Conan O'Brien talks to famous people, as he does on his late night talk show. It's another, comedian talks to his funny friends podcast, but it's a bit fresher than some of the other ones because O'Brien's kind of built up 20 odd years of goodwill over being a late night TV host. So he was the host of Late Night with Conan O'Brien and the very short lived host of The Tonight Show. I don't know if anyone out there remembers that debacle, but Jay Leno, the host of The Tonight Show, decided he was going to leave. Conan O'Brien took over. Then Jay Leno decided he was going to come back, and Conan got kicked off. And yeah,
memorably described in a book called The Late Shift, which is recommended for anyone who is interested by that sort of ongoing sort of late night American hijinks.
Yeah.
What do you make of this podcast?
I like it. I really like it, and that's partly due to the co-hosts, which are Matt Gourley, who I talked about before, who's the host of the Friday the 13th podcast, but he's also the producer for Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, and he was the host of a really awesome podcast called I Was There Too, where he talked to people that have been in the background of like cinematic greatness. Like, he spoke to all the other passengers on the bus in Speed.
Yeah.
Every single one of them. So he's really good as a co-host. And Sonam Obsessian, who's Conan's long-standing and long-suffering, by the sounds of things, assistant. She's also a co-host as well.
Yeah, she's great in it.
Yeah, they're fantastic. And there's a real good, fun dynamic between all three of them. So it's, it's a lot of fun. And the guests are really good as well. So Neil Young, again, was a really good episode of this one. There's some cool nerdy guitar stuff in there, which is great for people.
Yeah, I'd
like
love
me
to hear that. Is that pretty recent, that one?
Yeah.
I listened to Conan maybe a few months ago as I was warming up on the idea of Ellie Ventura and myself doing a podcast for this show.
Yeah.
And was kind of noodling away in my mind. I don't think Neil Young was on his list then.
No. So that's one in the last couple of weeks. But
great.
It's really good. Hillary Clinton was a recent one. David Sedaris was one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah Gadsby was really good. It kind of depends on the guest. Like, there have been a couple of ones that I've not been a huge, huge fan of. Like, I'm not a huge Ellen DeGeneres fan. And I know you're not really allowed to say that because everyone loves Ellen DeGeneres, but I'm just not a big fan of her. So that episode kind of fell a bit flat for me. And
Will Ferrell, I think I heard and enjoyed.
Yeah, Will Ferrell was a good one. Will Ferrell's always an interesting podcast guest because you spend a lot of time kind of waiting for him to do something wacky and crazy, and it just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, so this is a serious and thoughtful conversation.
It's just the podcast host like recalling some of their favorite Will Ferrell moments and kind of giving his inside story about how they happened.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend, that one's called. And then finally, Heavyweight.
Yes. So we talked about This American Life earlier on, but Heavyweight is presented by a former contributor to This American Life, a guy called Jonathan Goldstein. And it's basically a podcast where he tries to solve mysteries and fix the regrets of people. So people come to him with their problems and he endeavors to solve them through a series of interviews and getting people to talk to each other. And some episodes are hilarious, some others are just absolutely insane, and some are really quite sad, and some are moving. And they're always compelling, though. And inevitably, there's some sort of greater truth revealed as a result of Jonathan's investigation. But I often find that the ones where there is no greater truth revealed to be actually the more moving ones. There was a recent episode called Elise where she tries to reconnect with her father, who just up and disappeared when she was 21. So about 10 years ago, he disappeared from her life, and it turned out that he had moved to the Philippines and started a new family, had a new daughter, and had even given his new daughter her name. So it was just like he recreated his...
Molly.
I know. It's mad. And so Jonathan talks to the father and he expresses some regret for what happened and says, oh, yeah, I'd love to reconnect with my daughter, blah, 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 blah. And he puts them in touch and they have this conversation and just nothing gets solved. He doesn't own up to anything, doesn't explain anything, nothing comes to light. And there's nowhere they can go from there. And it just kind of ends. And this woman then is kind of left with having to accept that that's who her father is.
Yeah.
And that's what has happened, and that's the way it's going to be. Right. So yeah, it's a pretty harsh one to deal with. But Goldstein plays this kind of weird caricature of himself throughout the whole thing. He's awkward and self-effacing, but under all of it, he provides some kind of genuine insight into what's going on. You can tell that he's actually a really good investigative reporter. And I often kind of find myself wondering how this weird little man kind of manages to make people talk to him. And then you hear clips of the interviews he does, and all of that awkwardness is really kind of disarming and charming in that sort of situation. I think people kind of take sympathy on him and think, oh, yeah, okay, fine, I'll help you out and I'll talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's
yeah.
good technique.
Yeah.
Okay, that's Heavyweight with Jonathan Goldstein. Yep. Before that, Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend. And How Did This Get Played? Which, if you want to just do one episode and you can handle the sort of the cringy fireworks, search for Joey Clift. I see he's also written an essay online about the background to why he decided to do it.
Yep.
Thanks, Elliot Childs. Really appreciate it.
Cheers, Jesse.
Elliot has been talking podcasts for our Wednesday podcast segment.